It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. All these stations all over mid-Michigan. We're in Lansing. We're up in Big Rapids. Hey, man, we are growing, Bob. Just kind of like this. Well, whatever. Anyway, I'm Jop and Neil's Barbecue Bob.
Oh, it's cooking. Already started.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jop. And welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves, coming to you live from the, headquarters? The
world headquarters.
World studios of Jethro FM. Country with a twist. We are, as Jop said, also on the Michigan Talk Network and stations, and we are on WBRN in Big Rapids,
right.
Home of the Bulldogs.
If you can hear us, you probably know that already, so
and
I
you're
don't really
probably,
know why we do this.
And you're probably sorry already.
Right, yeah.
Oh, also, thank you to all those thousands of podcasters out there, because I think more people listen on pod than on terrestrial radio now.
Yeah, hard to count, but it's good.
Yeah, it's great. So the downloads are continuing. And if you don't know how to download this so that you don't have to make an appointment to be at your radio sitting by the Victorola every Saturday morning at 9, if you can't make it, we'll dump this onto your phone. If you just go to thegrillingguys.com, look for the headset, and or go to your app store, go to your podcast store, and punch in The Grilling Guys. That's us.
Okay, so this is The Grilling Guys. This is not how to use a radio instruction, so we'll move on. Barbecue Bob, I have a event this weekend and I need some advice, man.
Okay.
It's kind of unique. I've got a group of people, only like 25 of them that are going to be there, and they wanted a slider party. Okay. So I'm doing the sides. I got beans. I got slaw. I'm doing some cheesy potatoes, but the feature of the day are sliders.
Nice.
Right. And then the twist comes with, the gentleman that asked me to do this had moose meat in his freezer that he wants me to use, and then he was going to give me elk as well. He's a big
Great.
Game hunter. We bailed on the elk to give some beef, so that if you don't, if there are ladies there or people there that don't want to eat wild game, we've got something maybe that they're used to. But so two things is I want to tell you what I did with the moose meat. Very lean. I mean, it was frozen ground.
Of course it is.
Right. So I took and I had 4 pounds of it that he gave me, and they're in 1 pound packages. I took two of those, put them in a bowl, busted an egg on them, and then got out some breadcrumbs because I wanted that, to stick them together a little bit, because there was very little fat in the moose meat. And I massaged that in, and then I made them into patties, right?
What'd you put in it for fat?
Just the egg. Is all I did.
Egg's not fat.
Well, in the breadcrumbs, I thought we're going to like hold it together.
Okay. All right. I got thrown into a situation like this in Canada multiple times at our corporate ranch when I was with the Canadians.
Okay.
And fortunately, thanks to our affiliation with Old World Olive Company,
uh-huh.
And Shasta's coming on the next segment. She's sitting here, beautiful Shasta. And I learned, and they didn't have any Old World Olive Company oil at the ranch.
Well, sure. She just hasn't made it to Canada yet,
but
it's on the way.
But yeah. They did have some, off-the-shelf EVO. So I poured that on. I had ground elk, ground moose, and then I also had knuckles. I had shoulders of elk and moose, which I made into beautiful jerky, and these guys went nuts. But that stuff is so lean, you have to add some fat. So you have time yet.
Right.
You can still get a bottle of that garlic EVO from
I have one.
Right. Old World. I do too, because I just refilled last night.
Yeah, well, I buy the big ones and always got one in backup because I never run out, right?
I have a story for Shasta in
right.
filling my big bottle.
Yeah.
Sorry,
okay.
Your floor got a little messy.
All right. Yeah, right.
So
you really got a bottle and a half. Right?
Yeah. No, I just built just a little bit. But you got to put some fat in that.
Okay. And because I still can. They're pattied up, but I can rub it on. I can
okay.
do it on the outside.
Great.
Yeah, just to hold
still
them together.
Time.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, so that's challenge one. Thank you. Challenge two is that, I've got the what do I put on top of them? Okay. The first.
Favorite. What's your favorite?
My favorite is going to be grilled onions, a one dill pickle slice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant spice.
No, I'm talking about the slider itself because I'm going to put like a Montreal steak spice on them just to give them a little
Great.
Bit of salt,
nothing
pepper,
wrong with
garlic,
yep.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But when it comes to toppings, I'm grilling onions, diced up onions.
Beautiful.
And then putting on a pickle slice and a piece of cheese, and I've got, you know, two or three cheeses. I got a cheddar, I got a Gruyere.
Okay.
Great. But then that becomes, I've got 72 of these things to make.
Yep.
I don't want to throw all 72 of them out there, and maybe a little mayo and mustard on.
You're
going
to have your grill on site.
I'm going to do them on a griddle. I'm bringing a griddle on top of a grill, and here's why. I think they'll hold together better because if I got grates and they're falling through, I can put that griddle. And here's the second thing. I'm not using my equipment.
Oh,
I'm going out, which is always.
I thought you were bringing the tech.
He said he's got a 4-burner gas grill that's pretty new. So I'm like, okay, rather than me hauling that 70-pound grill around,
yeah, sure,
I'll just use his because my thought was to put a griddle on
top.
Keep
it simple.
Right? But so you never really know, though. You know, new to somebody is not new to you and
that's
me.
That's the challenge.
Right. And so it's always a variable, but I took it on. Right, it's burgers. I can't go too wrong.
Well, wait a minute.
Right,
it's moose.
My favorite, moose. Right,
and I would have to pull your man card because you told him not to bring the elk. Oh, you're gonna be so sorry.
Well, it was all he wanted to do, and I was just worried that the guests wouldn't like it, just because of what it is, not how it tastes. It'd never get to their mouth. They're like, ooh, wild game. What else you got?
Here's what you do. You don't tell him.
Well, he's already advertised it as that's what it's going to be and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, toppings on these sliders.
Okay, let me stop you right here. So you talked about onions.
Right.
All right. If you're going to put them on a burger, you want to cut that onion in half and make little half circle strings out of those onions. They'll stay on the bun much better than chopped onion.
Right.
Because you want to form like a weave when you put them on, right? You want them to bond a little bit on top.
All right.
It's a small thing, but
yeah, right.
They do stay on better. They don't fall in the lap.
Okay. Yeah. Nobody wants that. I mean, I got a little brioche
roll. Your dog does.
Right. Yeah. I got a little brioche roll that I'm going to use, but they're slider size, right?
I mean,
you know. So anyway, what other toppings? Moose, beef. Those are my two options.
I wouldn't get too carried away. You've got it covered. I mean, you got some nice cheeses, some onions. You might do some green pepper. Again, do them stringy.
Yep.
Don't ever chop that stuff for this. It's not like a hot dog.
What about lettuce?
Nope.
No?
Don't need it.
Okay.
It's a slider.
Right. Exactly.
It's not a Whopper.
So I've got Dijon mustard. I've got a stone ground mustard, regular yellow. I did bring some mayo because that just creates a little
bond. You got
bond.
Some stone ground?
I do.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. So take a little honey and diced jalapeno and
I got a honey mustard too because I went.
You
mustard.
Already have it.
Mustard was going to be my different change profile.
Nice.
Little mayo just to kind of seal the bun so all the juice doesn't.
You know, Hunt's makes
there.
An all natural ketchup now that doesn't have corn syrup in it.
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't have ketchup. I didn't think ketchup
you
was
have
a slider.
To. You
thing.
Have to.
I think you're missing
you
spicy. What about some sort of spicy cheese?
This is Shasta, everybody.
Yeah,
hello.
Right.
Welcome
but
to the show.
Wham! No, it's all good. But no, you know what?
And she looks even better than she sounds.
So then do I make them and just give them a little note? Hey, these got a spicy this on there, mustard or a chipotle or
you could take one of your well-used barbecue bottles. And you could take some of that nice all-natural Hunt's ketchup, fill it halfway up, and then add a bunch of your favorite hot sauce, whichever that is.
Right.
And make a spicy ketchup, and then you're covered. It keeps it simple for them. So, ketchup.
Yep. So then are you putting the condiments on yourself?
No,
or
you let
am
them
I,
do
am
it.
I serving them ready to eat?
You let them do it.
All the way across the board.
All the way across
so
the board.
So I'm serving a slider with on a bun, and they're going to do the rest.
You're the chef, not the waiter.
Yeah, but when you this is kind of an hors d'oeuvre type thing, maybe not. Okay, I'll have to think about.
Don't
that.
Overthink it.
Yeah, no, I won't, and that's why I'm asking. Is because I've cooked a lot of things for a lot of people.
Cool
I've never done a
event.
Slider bun.
Yeah, this is a cool event. It's very high end.
Yeah.
I don't want to say hoity-toity, but it's hoity-toity.
Yeah, well, they're professionals. Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
The people Randy always hangs out with.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but
you
anyway.
Do need to get out that voice you use for...
Yeah, right. Thurston Howell.
Thurston Howell,
why, yes. Yes, that's a slider, yes. All right. Well, anyway, coming up next, we gave you a little taste of slider and a little taste of Shasta. We thought she was doing some second segment, but bam, she was in the first.
Ouch.
So it's all good. And but coming up next, the rest of the show is going to be about oil, balsamics, and your grill. That sounds like an odd combination, but when we're done, you're going to believe it's an awesome combination.
You'll get it.
So you listen to Grilling, guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. We live it.
name. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's going to be big. Stick around.
Welcome back. You list the grilling guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, thanks for the help with the sliders. They're a simple little creation, but I want to do it right. Because it's the feature of the show. I mean, I got standards there. But.
Well, that's cool because... You were at least given advance notice when I did that unit up in Canada the first time. It was like thrown at me and said, "What are you going to do?"
Yeah, right.
And we've all had that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're a grilling guy, at least Jop and I have had that too many times where you're just there, so they assume you know what to do, and you got to think and not look like you're as screwed as you think.
The worst.
You don't
want to
look like you're as screwed as you think you are.
The worst one of those that ever happened to me is a guy walked into a party that I was catering, and he had two ducks he had just shot, still feathers and everything, and he lays them on the board and says, "Hey, make something out of those. You're the grilling guy." It's like, wow.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. But anyway, thinking of creativity, Bob, we got Shasta in the studio, right?
Yes, welcome to the show, Shasta Face.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
So Shasta, for those of our listeners that don't know, tell us a little bit about Old World Olive Company.
Well, I sometimes feel like a broken record because I feel like we all kind of know the concept, but just when I say that, I find there are as many people that don't know about us that do.
There are more. More.
15
Sadly
years later.
Sadly so, because they're missing out.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, let's face it. When you see a sign that says oil and vinegar, you think of a salad and you go, "Hey, let's stop and get lunch."
Yeah. Right. You think of mostly healthy eating, nothing comfort food wise.
Someplace I'd ever go.
All right.
When Jop told me about your business, I'm like, oil and vinegar. I don't know.
Yeah.
How exciting can that be?
Right.
Then we did a remote at your location and I found out how exciting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So, 50 different varieties of oil and vinegar. And when I say oil and vinegar, the oil is sourced from small batch artisans all around the world. We carefully select who we import from. We want to make sure the chemical profile of that oil is sturdy and represents the quality that we want to pass on.
This comes largely from Italy?
It comes from all over. So we use both hemispheres. So right now,
there's a big word right there.
Kind of like your brain, Bob.
Hemispheres.
You're using all them hemispheres to get something out.
That's such a big head. There's got five hemispheres.
Yeah. Bob has a one hemisphere brain. Let's be clear.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And the oil just kind of smooths everything out.
Yeah. Right. Right. So right now, the northern hemisphere is producing. So that's going to be places like Italy, California. And then, you know, when it's like Michigan, we can grow apples here in Michigan, but we have a season. The entire world has a season. And so we want to source from whatever part in the world has the freshest fruit at the time.
Okay. And fruit being an olive.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. So you said 50 flavors, varieties.
Yep.
So that seems probably to the average person like me is like, there are 50 different kinds of olive oil? What?
Right.
What are you talking about? So let's talk about that a little bit.
Right. And if you're like me, if I go in to a store and I have a lot of choices, I won't make a buying decision.
So let's focus
because
on,
there's too many, right?
Let's focus on oils first.
Yep. So our staff is trained to be able to break down if you're working with a dietary restriction, we can work with that. If you're looking for something that's just different, we can work with that. We're going to ask you questions. What do you like to eat? Do you have any allergies? What's the purpose of today? What brings you in? And then we can dial our knowledge into the products that would make the most sense for you.
Okay, so let's run that scenario. You asked me that question. What brings you in today? I'm tired of cooking just plain old chicken on my grill.
Yeah.
My wife only eats skinless, boneless chicken breast. And I tend to dry it out. Two, I tend to use the same two or three seasonings on it, and I get the same result every time. I want to do something different.
Yeah, so I love that question. Chicken is kind of like my go-to because it's kind of vanilla. Most people will eat chicken. My go-to is garlic, extra virgin olive oil, and pineapple balsamic.
My favorite combination.
It's amazing.
It's like we're kindred souls.
We've established that.
So we'll cover the balsamics in the next segment. But for the garlic virgin olive oil, okay.
The biggest, what did I stop and get last night? The large bottle of and spill some.
The wine bottle size.
They're very good at cleaning up floors, by the way.
Yeah, we're professionals.
But my point is, again, for the person that isn't familiar with this, how does garlic get into the olive? I like chunks of it floating in there. Or,
right.
Or what's that look like? And is it like super strong? Can you smell it? How much of it do you use on that chicken breast? Let's go down that line a little bit.
Great question. We just did a all staff training on this. And, you know, we always are trying to make sure everyone understands and knows this process. So the fruit, which is the olive, is crushed. We extract the fruit. It gets bottled.
So the oil comes from the... From the olive or from the seed?
From the olive.
Okay.
But that's I could really nerd out on you with that because that's a really
conversation
too. So
hey Shasta, go easy. It's only one hemisphere.
Right. One hemisphere. Yeah. So
you hit me in the fruit hemisphere.
I did. Yes. It could have been worse. So yeah. So we
fruits and nuts.
We crush the fruit.
That's a different hemisphere.
Right.
That's below the equator. Sorry.
Wow.
Why does it always get like this when you come in the studio? Corey's not even here.
Right. He's so shy, right?
All right. Everybody take a breath.
Okay. All right. Let's back up. So we crush the fruit. And nothing is artificial. Everything that is in all of our products, whether it's an oil or a balsamic, it's all natural, all naturally occurring. So when we make a garlic oil, we crush that garlic oil for its oil of the actual garlic clove, right? And then that is added at the end to the extra virgin olive oil.
Who knew all these things had oil?
Right.
Well, I think if you push on it hard enough, it turns into some sort of liquid.
Yeah, it does.
And it's an oil.
And this is a roasted garlic.
I can attest to that.
Oh, it's a roasted garlic.
Yes.
It's not fresh.
So
it's been roasted. Enhance the flavor, probably.
Right. Yeah. And so if you've ever had garlic fresh versus throwing it in the oven or on the grill you roast it,
love it,
it's a totally different flavor profile.
You're right. So moving forward with the oils.
Please do.
If garlic is one... You said that there's several others.
Yeah.
Give me the top two or three that sell, and maybe we can try to relate how that flavor gets in there as well.
Okay, and before you do, I want to give a shout out to my favorite second girlfriend in the oil business, Tunisian harissa.
Okay.
I love me some harissa.
Yes, she's a spicy one.
Oh.
She is the classic African-ish type
Moroccan Tunisia
flavor that you would think of if you're in those parts of the world.
Good. Is that a flavor?
Yeah,
I
thought it was one of her employees.
Harissa.
Oh,
and that's harissa.
Okay.
Yes.
So
it's a problem.
What is that? Okay, Bob, because I've never seen that in the store. So take me down that road. Why is that a good one?
So it is spicy.
Okay.
It's a just a touch smoky, not a whole lot. It's one that it'll just kind of sneak up on you.
You have to go to Tunisia to really appreciate it.
So is it back on my chicken again? You can use that on that profile.
Oh my gosh, is it good?
You could use those on your moose burgers too.
If you like sriracha, this is a different variation of that. It's the other side of the world.
Yeah, Moroccan, African-ish flair.
Okay, cool.
Who thought oil could be so exciting? We blew right through that.
Yeah, and we'll keep touching on it, I'm sure, throughout the rest of the show. But coming up next, we're going to be talking about the other side of the house at Old World Olive Company, and that are the balsamic vinegars, the balsamic vinegars. So interesting as the oil, if not more. But you list the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each every week. During the last segment, we were talking about oils and balsamic vinegars and how to use them. And I threw out the idea of a skinless, boneless chicken breast. And Shasta, immediately you arrived on garlic infused olive oil. So now let's turn the page and go, what's the complement to that for the balsamic?
Yeah, welcome back, and thank you. And Jop, good on you, because I think that has got to be one of the biggest meat categories out there, skinless, boneless, because, I mean, they sell them in bags frozen. People buy them.
Right.
They're horrible, but people buy frozen, skinless, you know.
Well, yeah, it's just easy. They go to the grocery store. Is. They don't lose them. They've got it's them when affordable. They're ready.
Yes.
They thaw out in 10 minutes.
But I mean, that's a huge category, so good on you. Yeah. And Shasta, what would you do with a chicken breast?
Well, if we follow through from the last segment with the garlic, my favorite is pineapple balsamic. I love to also have a fresh pineapple in hand, slice that. You can throw that on the grill as well.
Love it.
Brush it with a little garlic oil, throw it on the grill. If I have the time, I like to marinate the chicken breast. And you don't want to.
Absolutely.
Right?
You don't always have time.
Well, yeah, most of the time.
You just have to think
in advance. You have to plan ahead a little bit.
That's why people say they don't smoke foods. I'd use my smoker, but, you know, I don't have time. Well, you could actually put it on before you went to work.
Absolutely. Hey, you've come up to the cottage and we've put stuff on the smoker and gone out on the boat.
And forgot all about it.
And forgot all about it. And we had to order pizza. So it's, yes.
Oh, there's a Grilling Guy story I hadn't heard.
No, we wasn't grilling.
We went to the karaoke bar.
Right.
Are you doing the backstroke right now? Is that what I'm hearing? Because the Grilling Guy might have forgot something on the grill.
I'm not sure who was responsible for that.
All right.
That
everybody
moment,
take a breath. Everybody take a breath. We're back to chicken.
On a pontoon.
Yeah. So you just got to kind of think about it a little bit. I like to marinate mine overnight if I can.
Yep.
You don't want to go too long with a balsamic because of the acidic level. It'll make the chicken mushy.
But you said it. You like to do it overnight. And chicken is one of those meats. What do you think, Jop? And especially if skin's on, I think you can marinate the heck out of chicken.
Yeah.
It's hard to overdo.
But again, we're doing skinless, boneless. So be careful because, Shasta, point of clarification, if you are marinating, are you mixing the oil and the balsamic or just using the balsamic?
Mix them both.
Okay, so that'll moderate your acidity because you've got an oil component in there as well. You're going to mix it in there, just a plastic bowl, glass bowl, plastic bag, whatever.
Well, and, you know, and think about it. What do, like, 90% of the people out there do? They get the cheap Italian dressing.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And that's a fantastic marinade. So you're talking about a good version of it.
Right. And it's healthy for you. I mean, there are as many antibiotics. We're
that's
talking
the
antioxidants.
Chicken. The chicken comes with that. Right?
It's a Pfizer chicken.
Pfizer chicken. Yeah. antioxidants in olive oil as there are in balsamic. I mean, they are both extremely healthy and good for you. So you're not getting all the preservatives that you get in a normal salad dressing that you would buy off the shelf in the dry aisle.
Right.
So boring.
So
right. Who wants boring chicken?
We talked about in the last. So we've got a garlic oil and a pineapple balsamic. How'd the pineapple get in the balsamic? I want to know just how like the.
I'll tell you what. That pineapple was my absolute favorite until the rosé came out.
Oh, I love the rosé.
I just got
that's my
last
newer
night.
Favorite too. Oh,
I chugged that.
Well, you know, put it in your water. It'll help you lose some weight, Bob.
Fen Valley may take exception to that, Bob, but no, I'm kidding. So similar process to the oil? How do the flavors get in the balsamic?
The exact same process.
Okay.
So there is nothing artificial in balsamic. People will come in and say, well, it contains sugar. It sure does, but it's naturally occurring sugar. It's not that you know, we're putting the extra sugar in it. So on the ingredient label, it's not going to say
corn syrup.
Corn syrup, yeah. Or extra sugar, added sugars. You're not going to have that.
So Shasta, balsamic, 30 seconds. Where's that come from? The olive oil comes from a pressed olive. There's no balsamic to press.
Yeah.
Where's that come from?
So the balsamics come from grapes, the Trebbiano grape and the Lambrusco grape. And the actual balsamics themselves come from Modena, Italy.
Okay, so this is a aged grape juice for a period of time to turn it into not wine, but into a vinegar, which is called balsamic vinegar.
Permanently.
Correct. They stop it just before it ferments.
Okay.
Right, and turns to wine.
Right. So this is wine wannabe, but then what we're doing is using it as a marinade or a topping or a flavor profile in a recipe.
So when your wine gets old and turns to vinegar, it's not the same thing.
Well, right.
Yeah,
right.
Because the balsamic's on the front end of that process.
We're on the
back.
Front end. Yeah. Yep. So the balsamic process.
A different hemisphere.
There's only one.
There's only one, folks. There's only one.
So the pineapple, how did it get in there? Is it juice then that's mixed in the fermentation process? Or
yep.
Is it done after it already becomes balsamic?
It's done after balsamic.
Okay.
So that process where you take the mother, if you will, and you put that into different wood species barrels.
Okay.
And it gets aged up to 18 years, but we change different wood species, so it grabs the different flavoring from each, whether it's a hickory or an ash or a cherry.
So that's interesting because our friends down at Fen Valley age grape juice.
Mm-hmm.
And turn it into wine in a couple years, you're saying that the balsamic process is before it becomes wine, but you could age that up to 18 years and still call it balsamic and it didn't turn into wine. So there's obviously a different process.
It's science, right?
Right.
Yeah,
it's
and we don't
science.
Need to get into that, but it just occurred to me.
Trust
like
the science.
When you think before, you think it's going to come out quicker.
Right.
Well, it doesn't. It's just a different process.
Okay, balsamic is better with age.
Yeah. Right.
I've seen 25-year balsamics now.
Yeah.
Right. There are
they're
some
trying
of those
to beat you.
Well, they're trying.
So
ours still has good flavor, though.
Yeah. So you've told me in the past is Randy, use up your olive oils, but you're welcome to keep your balsamics on your shelf for a long time. Right? And
correct.
Because the olive oils are fresh. And I don't know if they don't spoil necessarily,
well,
do they?
They do. They go rancid.
Mine don't.
Well, because you drink them.
Yeah.
So you need to remember olive oil is best fresh,
okay.
Right? It's a fruit juice. It's the equivalent of opening up a carton of orange juice. You get that first carton, you open it up, you take a couple drinks, and it's delicious. Try it the next week. Still
good.
Yeah,
if you see bubbles coming up, it's gone.
Well,
so
right.
Then help me out. These big bottles of oil that I, and it's always butter and garlic are on my kitchen counter for my stove. I cook with them every day.
Right.
How long will the it's like a wine bottle. So is it like 750 milliliters?
750, yep.
Okay. How long if I get that, and I'm using it, but it's just two of us I cook for.
Right.
Right? How long should I keep that before it probably should be replaced?
Right. So I'm going to nerd out on you a little
That's
bit.
Fine.
So because our oils, we talked about this earlier in the session, because our oils are so sturdy, and I mean chemically sturdy, they have the solid antioxidants, the oleic acids are good, the peroxide values are there, you have a sturdier base to begin with. So normally the olive oils that you'd get off a shelf in a grocery store, they can't provide any of that information. You have no idea how long it sat before it even hit the boat.
They can, they don't want to.
That's correct. Yeah. Most of them that get here on a shelf.
That stuff's been sitting on a dock somewhere.
They're already stale.
6 months.
Yeah, and it was at 100 degrees on the dock.
Exactly.
If you smell,
then it moved to Michigan and it froze.
Yeah,
right.
You smell the oils coming out of Old World, and then you open up a bottle of the famous brands, I won't say who they are, from the supermarket, and you smell those oils. I mean, you instantly
market
go, wow.
Right.
I used to think that was good.
Okay, right. so yours are better and more stable. What's,
yes.
what's the answer?
They're clean.
Right. So to answer your question, Jop, you can get with ours about 18 months to almost 2 years.
But it
you
doesn't last that long.
No, you're good.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to keep it out of the way of light, heat, and air. So you want to keep it corked all the time so you don't let air into the bottle.
Yep.
And you can get that.
And it sits under my it's under my wall cabinets, up against the wall. There's no light there.
It's in the dark.
They come in a dark bottle.
Absolutely.
So that, for a reason.
You keep it in the dark, just like your wife. That's good.
Right. but when it comes out, it's spicy and good. Love you, honey. Anyway, coming up next.
Good save.
Yeah,
good
right. Save. Coming up next, we're going to continue this conversation because Old World Olive Company also sells some dry goods that are just amazing, like pasta. Shasta with pasta. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobe Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobe Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobe Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. Well, we've covered balsamics and olive oils. If you're just tuning in, you missed a great education. We have Shasta from Old World Olive Company joining us in the studio. But Barbecue Bob, did we miss anything?
We did. She sent me a little teaser on smoky shrimp cocktail.
Oh,
we're jumping onto that. All right.
Well, that was something that whetted my palate.
Yes. So we
and you're
have
not a shrimp guy either. Really?
I'm becoming one.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, this will help you because I'm not a huge shrimp person either, but this little combination will help you.
My daughter Emily makes shrimp Louis every time she comes up, and it's so good. I'm like, why don't I eat more of this?
Right.
And you know,
it's a hemisphere thing.
And call out to her. She has a bunch of your oils, and she does makeup for the Food Network.
Oh, awesome.
And
that's great.
She has a bunch of those chefs following you guys on Facebook, and she's cooking food for them, and they're huge Old World fans. So
that's
wonderful. Bit of a sponsorship.
You have to give her a big, big
thanks
for
us.
Back
to the shrimp.
Yeah.
She took half my load last time.
Did she now? Huh.
Yeah, that's why I had to go in last night because I didn't have any garlic. So anyway, that's the Food Network people. Those chefs are pretty top notch, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
So
yeah.
They thought your product was phenomenal.
Well, that's wonderful.
Isn't
Send
that nice?
Them our way.
I know.
Yeah. So shrimp. We're talking shrimp, right? So the recipe that you'll probably see online. I'm guessing you'll put the recipe on your
if you like.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
yeah, we will. Absolutely.
It calls for a tangerine balsamic in it. You can substitute that balsamic for any flavor that you want.
Like pineapple.
Cherry would be good.
One, yeah.
Let's
roll with tangerine.
Yeah, we can do that.
Do you have tangerine?
We do.
Oh, absolutely.
Never seen it.
It's
blood orange olive oil and
tangerine
balsamic.
Great combination on a salad.
Mm.
Put it on a pork tenderloin and a crock pot even, and it's delicious.
There you go.
Crock.
I know.
I got your crock pot.
I said a bad word.
Jeez.
Man card.
You're doing so good. It's a good thing Corey wasn't here.
Right.
He'd have to go outside.
Right. So we have a new oil, and it's a cold smoked extra virgin olive oil. So it's that good, solid Arbequina olive base olive oil.
That's a mouthful.
It sure is. And then it gets hit with a hickory blast of cold smoke. And it is, if you want to take your entire grilling to the next level, this is a must-have if you grill.
That might work on my sliders.
It very well could, yes. It also is a nice addition to eggs. Makes a killer green bean casserole. Baked beans. I could go on and on with it.
So what do you call it?
It's cold smoke extra virgin olive oil. So it's got a hickory smoke blast.
I didn't
see
that in the store.
It's buried just a touch, so you may have to ask for it. We've got a lot of...
I did find your maple bourbon, balsamic.
It's one of my favorites, yep. So
back to the shrimp,
back
Bob.
Back to the shrimp, Bob. So, shrimp on the Bobby.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take the cold smoke oil, and we're going to mix it up with a tangerine. We're going to marinate those shrimp just a little bit. You're also going to throw in a little sriracha, some ketchup, some horseradish, some brown sugar, of course, garlic. I'm a garlic fanatic, so you can never have too much garlic. So marinate that just for a little bit. And just like chicken, you don't want to go too long with shrimp because the acid in the balsamic will break down the shrimp and it'll make it mushy. So you want to...
Ceviche.
Yeah. You want to kind of go on 15 minutes or so, maybe 20, just kind of...
No oil?
Test the shrimp. Yeah, that's you're the using cold smoke.
Oil. Oh, that's the cold smoke.
Yes.
One hemisphere.
Another hemisphere.
Well, no, I'm looking at this list here and it's everything
yeah,
but that.
It's over on the other side, Bob.
Gotcha.
Like the other hemisphere. Yes. Right? So this calls to heat your oven up, you know, throw it in there, heat it up at 350, throw it in the oven, cook them, bring them out, make a little cocktail sauce and dip. I say throw on the grill. Right?
Mm-mm.
Toss
yeah.
those babies on the grill, get a nice smoke on it.
Throw them in a basket.
Yeah.
Toss them.
Absolutely. And then the cocktail sauce is made with the sriracha, the ketchup, the horseradish, the brown sugar, and the garlic. Boom. You've yeah. got yourself a little hors d'oeuvre that is to die for and custom made.
Right. And you could once you pull those out of that marinade, throw them on a skewer.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And,
yeah.
Because I'm a big fan of appetizers with a handle. Because,
yeah.
So you can put them on these little 3-inch skewers, put a couple shrimp on there. Throw those on your grill or in an air fryer if you like or whatever.
Those things are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. It's like the crock pot with air.
Right, I know. Yeah. I know
but,
it.
But either way.
They have it for warming food up there, great.
What a great little appetizer, and you're going to blow your guests away.
Absolutely.
With the flavor profile.
Yeah.
So that's cool, Shasta.
Yeah.
You know, Shasta, we'd be remiss. We haven't talked at all about where your stores are. Give us a little rundown, please.
Yeah. So our first location, downtown Rockford. We have a Plymouth location. And then we have two downtown Grand Rapids, one in the downtown market, and then one on the corner of Monroe Center and Ottawa, right across from the Art Museum. Parsley is on the corner.
And that's where I go all the time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They tell me.
Because you have a loading zone parking.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Cheap. But anyway, I get it, though, because downtown parking is...
You can't even park there right now.
Right,
that's the only spot open.
It is.
Yeah.
You're right.
So, Shasta, do all the stores carry pretty much the same thing? I mean,
for the most part, you know, we do find that different stores, for instance, the Plymouth store might carry something than the downtown market would have just because the clientele is a little different.
Yep.
Sure.
For the most part, you can go in and find all of the staples at all locations.
Good, because I'm going to make a visit and to get some of this cold smoke EVO after the show today for these sliders. I'm going to try it. I'll put it on a few of them, eat the first one, make sure it's okay. But which store would I get that, or both of them?
You can go to either downtown
location.
So now I talked to Corey recently, and he was talking about what you're doing in Sparta. Is that ready to?
Yeah, so we got a couple things going on in Sparta. There's some containers. I don't know if you've been out there, Bob, but there
no.
are some containers, like shipping containers, where a gentleman in the community, he's, you know, really trying to spark that downtown Sparta, you know, neighborhood
vibe.
And kind of, you know, bring some activity to the little town. So he's got these containers out, which his initial thought was for startup businesses. So if you've got something that you maybe aren't quite ready to go into a brick and mortar location, you can go into these containers, inexpensive, try your idea out and see if you can make it.
Sounds like a doomsday room.
You know what, though? A lot of the stores that are the brick and mortar stores there now started there back
really?
In the day. So it's been a really
neat. So
that's
where you're going to go?
So we did a container store last season, last summer. We're going to go ahead and open that location up again this season. And we're also bringing Wave Shack, which is the shave ice that we do out of our Rockford store, a Rockford olive oil store. So we're bringing Wave Shack to the Sparta location, and we're introducing a couple new food items.
Like a deli?
Well, yeah, kind of. you know, doing some fancy hot dogs and, you know, some neat things that the kids would enjoy in town.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. So Old World Olive Company, you have an online presence?
We do. It's the oldworldoliveco.com, and we ship from right from the website. Yeah, we're undergoing, we're waiting for our new website to come out. We can't wait to see it.
So are we.
Yeah, we all are. Yeah, so if you don't see a flavor on the website, give us a shout or send us an email. Chances are we have it.
It doesn't matter. If you don't see a flavor, just go into the store.
Right?
It's full of flavor. There's so many flavors you can't possibly leave there without being satisfied.
Right.
I mean, I don't have enough room in my car to possibly get all the things I want out of that store.
Well, and the other cool part about that is it's kind of like craft beer used to be. You go in a little starry-eyed, and you're overwhelmed. There's a
you
lot
are.
There.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you've still got those recipe cards. And just go in with my best advice for going into their store is, one, do it, because you will not be disappointed. Secondly, go in there with, I'd like to make the chicken that we talked about,
and then
or I'd
listen.
Like to make this.
And then listen.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Let that person in there take one of those little shot glass cups and take a concoction of a certain oil with a certain balsamic and make a mixture and just trust them and then chug it down. Just take a sip of it and you'll go, oh my gosh, what a combination.
Right.
I want another one.
Right. What else do you have? What else
Vodka.
Can you make?
Right.
But yep. I have a question for you, Bob. Why are you driving around with olive oil and vinegar in your car? Are you living out of your car? Do you have a stove in your car?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, you just made the comment that you can't put any more in your car.
Cart.
Oh!
Okay.
We thought there were, you know, some things we needed
to
know.
No. I have a huge pantry in my basement.
Okay.
And it's full.
It's a little worried a minute.
It's full of balsamics.
It's full of oil and vinegar.
Yeah, right. But.
And I have to keep my daughters from stealing it.
I see.
Well, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciated you tuning in. Shasta, thanks so much for making time today. You always bring a great element to our show. It's wonderful having a lady's voice, but also one that's so knowledgeable. So take care out there. If you get a chance, go to the Old World Olive Company and try out some vinegars and balsamics. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.